account from the Book of Numbers this morning is like a, they got to make a, I'm going to make a comedy movie. It's so good. The Israelites are wandering around the desert. All they have to do is just go to the promised land. God's going to take care of it for them. All they have to do is just go there. And then they send scouts out to see what it kind of looks like. And there's giants there. And they come back and they scare everyone into saying, hey, let's not go to the promised land because it's really scary. And they say, we felt like grasshoppers, which is great. I mean, it's just a great line in the Old Testament. That's why you got to read the Old Testament. You get great lines like, we felt like grasshoppers compared to us. But Jesus today in the gospel, in a very unusual gospel passage, also makes someone kind of feel like a grasshopper, feel very small. This Canaanite woman who's been rejected, all she wants is her daughter to be healed. She's begging the disciples, let my daughter be healed. They're saying, it's great. Send her away, for she keeps calling out after us. She's really annoying us. Get her away, okay? She's been rejected by them, and she persists. She says to Jesus, please heal my daughter. And he says, I only came for the Israelites. Jesus is very like mean to her. And she says again, he says it's not right for the dogs to eat at the table. He refers to her as a dog. And even still she persists and says, well, even the dogs get the scraps that fall off the table. And then Jesus says one of the great lines. It'd be beautiful if he said that to us, oh woman, how great is your faith? To have Jesus say, Jesus is impressed with the faith of this woman because he was testing her. God in the Old Testament, Moses, tested the Israelites and they felt small and they failed. They failed miserably because they didn't cry out to God. All they have to do was be like this woman in the gospel saying, Lord, help me, she says. Help me. I'm nothing without you, basically. I need you. In our lives, we can be made to feel small sometimes. We can be intimidated. But because of Christ, we are giants. We are made bigger than ourselves. On our own, yes, it's true. We're weak, we're frail. We can't do anything on our own. But if we ask Christ, if we unite ourselves to him, we are the giants. And we have nothing to be afraid of. When things in our life, the devil wants us to be bound by fear. He wants us to feel small. He wants us to be self-conscious, have self-doubt, self-pity. Think only of ourselves, how small we are. Oh, I can never do this, like the Israelites said. I can never do this because I'm just a weak little, person and I can't accomplish that. And in a way, he's right. You are too small to do it. But what the Israelites didn't get and what this woman did get is that God does it. It's not because we're so great. We know we're not great. We're just small. We're wandering around the desert. But God can take us to the promised land. God can heal us. God can make us strong, make us giants. It's not about us. And so when we do have those doubts, be like, yes, I am weak. I am small. But with God, he makes me strong. He makes me a giant. And so to forget about ourselves and to think about God and how great God is, that's how we accomplish great things in life.